The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, has a discussion whether Kafsa Zakikla or Kafsa Ain Zakikla. Meaning, if you light the candle, let's assume it has to last for a minimum of a half an hour, and it goes out before the 30 minutes, is one obligated to relight the candle? Clearly, if it never really lit and it went out right away, or you lit in front of a windy place that it was going to blow it out, then it's a problem. But assuming everything was set up, the requisite oil, and it just went out, so we pass in Kafsa Ein Zakalok. In fact, according to some Achronim, that Shumas Adeshin has a discussion with the Taz, Afil Erev Shabbos, even when we're lighting early on Friday, even according to different poskim, Ayekar Adin, we paskin, even then you don't have to relight. And if you do relight, you can do it without a bracha. So we paskin Kafsa in Zakakok. And as well, there's another halacha we say, which is a discussion. We say it in the Al-Haneros. Also, Ishtamish Ga'orath. That's a discussion in the Gemara also. Why is near Hanukkah a counting change? So, the Rishonim bring down, it's because of, it has to be recognizable that you're using it for Shem Chanukah. If you're reading a book or counting your change, who knows why you lit the candle for? It's not with Shem Persumi Nisa. And as well, Bizoy Mitzvah. It's a disgrace to the Mitzvah. So those are the two halachas we have by Ner Chanukah. Kafsa Einu Zakaka, we pass and you don't have to relight. And it seems it's Mashma because of Bizoy or because of Usher, if it's not recognized by Tumi Nisa, it seems to be for external reasons you can't use it. Mashma, but not for the sake itself. So there's a famous Kasha, the Gera Rebbe, and the name Menachem, other Achronim, is if that there's the famous Maharal, which says that why is Chanukah 8 days? Chanukah is 8 days is because it's Zecher LaMikdash, and therefore that's how long they put. Also on Rosh for the Mishkan, and they prepared 8 days, so we learn now Chanukah as well for the Mikdash 8 days. So, and as well, we know the famous Ravid who asked on the Rambam, the Kol Gemara in Brachas, about we have different kolam when we make lahadlik with a la, or we do al with. So Gemara, the Rambam gives us different rules. One is if it's over lasiyason, if it's a chiyev versus a rishus. So they point out Chanukah is only drabbanan. So really, strictly speaking, it's not a. It's a chiyev drabbanan, but not a chiyev deraisa. So maybe we should make al. So the right answer is that no, since it's a zechel of mikdash, we do Chanukah because the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Maharal says it's compared to the mikdash. So clearly, the Pnei Menachem asked, what's the lach in the Beis HaMikdash? We paskin kafsa zakik lach in the Beis HaMikdash. And we paskin usa l'shtamish ga'ora. It's me'ilah, mo'o behektish. So, number one is, if we learn out Chanukah from the Beis HaMikdash, how could the original din be kafsa zakik lach, but how come my Chanukah is eno zakik lach? And as well, why does Gemara need to give me a reason of, why do the Rishonim give a reason of Bizoy or Pirsumei Nisa? It's not a Hecker. It's also Ishtam Ishlora anyway, like the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Kasha they have. So the Mepharshim point, that basically you have to say that there are two Dinim here regarding lighting in the Beis HaMikdash, and clearly we'll see Chanukah is only compared to one of them. But there are two aspects to it. It's a din in the Avodah. Like Avodah, you bring Karbanos, you do other Avodah. There's an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to, a Maisa Hadlaka, you light the candles. And in fact, every day they used to light the candles, make a bracha, like any other avodah. And then there's a second aspect of having the Beis HaMikdash Bishrei Muso in its full glory. So if one lights the candle and it goes out, so then perhaps we'll see. So you did the Chayok of the avodah, but you're lacking in the din of the Beis HaMikdash being Bishrei Muso, like this halacha, different halacha. Kohanim, like without the beged, they're not have a din of Kohanim. Here we're not even saying, not saying the light's no good, but they're lacking in the at least the din lechatchila of having the Beis HaMikdash Bishrei Muso needs to have a menorah which is lit all the time. But it's independent of the Maisa Hadwaka. So why does the menorah have to be lit? That's only a din in the second din. It's a din in having the Mikdash being Bishrei Muso. And therefore, in other words, in theory, if you light the base, if they would light the menorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, so then you wouldn't have to relight it. So in fact, that's how the Mefarshim point out. We say, where did they light the menorah? B'chatzros Kodshecha. They took the menorah outside. In the Chatzar. So therefore, the Chashmonaim lit outside, so it was only din of a Maisa Hadwaka, so there was no need to relight it. So we learn out Hanukkah candles from the way the Chashmonaim did it. So therefore, we pass in Kafsa Ein Zaka Klok, and really, Meikra Din, then there's no din, the din of Me'ila is in the Beis HaMikdash. When it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps there is no din. And therefore, they have to come up with the reasons of Bizoy or Persum and Nisa. So that's even though we learn out the laws from the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash it was Aser Lashtamish Ra'ora and Kafsa Zakagla, but that's in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But by Hanukkah, well, right now we do Hanukkah, they live Bechatros Kachach, and that's what we like today. So therefore, we pass in Kafsa in Zakagla, when you did the Mais Hadwaka, that's enough. We pass in Hadwaka Osa Mitzvah. And as well, they have to come on to other reasons. It's not usher by itself. In fact, that's a whole discussion that the nearest Hagolah comes from the Yerushalmi, the Masechet Sofrim. So therefore, that's why usher. Our Gemara says, "V'chinir yesh kedusha." So Pasha says, there is no issur kedusha. We have to come on to another reason. That's because it was pachatros kachecha, and that's how we learn out those are the laws of Ner Chanukah. Kafsa ein zochek lak. And we have to make it recognizable with the Persumi Nisa.